I am in Las Vegas, and we are joined right now by Steelers Super Bowl champion, CBS Sports, our guy, Bryant McFadden. So, Brian, that is the bad news. I am in Vegas where the Steelers play the Raiders on Sunday, but before you freak out and panic and say I'm going to mush the team, I will not be staying for the game. So maybe they win by 30.
Good. As long as you know where in the building, that's what we need.
Now, wait, hold on, Bryant, though. Like, here's my worry. He's going to be there Saturday, so what? They fly out, what, today or tomorrow, Pony?
Yeah, I'm going to see him at the airport.
Okay. I'm worried that, like, it wouldn't be something obviously bad or major, but somebody's going to, like, sprain their ankle coming down the jetway or something like that, or getting onto the tarmac, and somebody's going to roll an ankle for the Steelers because Pony is in the same area as them. That is my worry.
Not out of the question.
Please don't say that. We don't need any.
The Steelers do not need any help going into play the Raiders on the road, is what you're saying, Brian. They don't need any help when the Raiders are their opponent and they're traveling to play the game to have weird stuff happen. They got x-ray machines not working. They can't find them. They got all sorts of weird stuff that happens when the Raiders are their opponent.
I mean, no question. And I'll tell you this much. Before last season, remember, we were in a losing streak, in the midst of a losing streak, playing the Raiders back then in Oakland. I think we lost the last four games.
We hadn't beaten them since 95. 95 was the last time we'd beaten them on the road. What do you make of this quarterback decision, B-Mac? It's going to be Justin Fields, but with the caveat, Russell Wilson available as the backup Sunday.
I think that's the right decision, man. Justin Fields should be the starting quarterback. I know Russell is cleared for field activities, but it wasn't like Russell was getting the reps with the ones. It wasn't like Russell's prep was intensified compared to what he was doing in weeks past. Justin should be the starting quarterback. I think Justin, he's earned that right, even though Russell has been cleared. Now, it's all about knowing that Russell will be active if need be. I don't think that should bother Justin Fields mentally. He should be ready to go.
Don't you think it's tough, though, human nature-wise? You know what the other guys, you know, the back of the baseball card for Russell Wilson says if you're Justin Fields. You know that he initially was supposed to be the starter before he got hurt in camp. Like, I just think, Bryant, from a personal standpoint, like, no matter how confident you are, that it would be tough not to be looking over your shoulder there.
Yeah, yes and no, right? Everything that you stated, I agree with. But the no, from what I'm saying, is that, remember, you came into this situation as the backup quarterback, right? Russell was the starting quarterback, barring a great slate of health. And because of the injuries, it paved the opportunity for you to be promoted to the starting quarterback role. So for Justin, I don't think he should be looking over his shoulder. I think he understands, man, listen, as long as I play well, we're going to keep this train rolling. We're going to keep this thing rolling the same way. So I think he should just understand that and not put too much pressure on himself to be like, yo, if I don't do this, if I throw an interception in the first half, they might yank me. That's not the ideal mindset to have starting quarterback for us this week.
B-Mac, do you think the Steelers need to win, though, for Fields to start the next game?
No question. Yes. I think so. And I'm saying that, guys, not saying that Justin Fields has been playing bad since he's been the starting quarterback for us. Heck, we were 3-0 at one point in time, and he has progressed rather nicely in the offense, even though it's been a bit generic. But the reason why I think we need to win for him to continue being the starting quarterback, knowing that Russell is healthy, we cannot be in the midst of a three-game losing streak and have playoff aspirations. And think about this, guys. If we lose Sunday, our three losses would have came from the hands of the Colts, right, with Joe Flacco, an undermanned Dallas Cowboys team, and an Aiden O'Connell-led Raider team. All three of those teams are not good right now as we see it in 5 weeks of play. All three of them are not good. That wouldn't be ideal.
No, it would not, and I would be foaming at the mouth and very upset with the head ball coach for losing those three games. I'm already pretty ticked off that that they lost the last two. Let me switch gears here, B-Mac, on this one. Hypothetically, you're a teammate of George Pickens right now. You see some of the film go up, and you maybe can't avoid it. You guys are watching it. He's jogging on some of these plays against the Cowboys. What's your reaction? What's kind of your thought about all of that? And how do you think this is going to go for the Steelers with Pickens this week?
Number one, I think as a team, when you're teammates of a guy like George Pickens, there's ways to get your point across without coming off as being offensive, right? And I would say, GP, we know you're a very, very emotional guy. That's why you're good at what you do. But sometimes you got to try to keep your emotions internal and not allow them to become a bigger story. Now, we also got to look at it from two sides, right? If you're GP, you're our best playmaker offensively. You're not getting targets. Mm-hmm. You're not getting involved in any manner in our offense. And we're losing. That doesn't make any sense. There lies the opportunity for him to kind of lose it, and we all see it. And that's the mindset for most high-level wide receivers. They want the football, especially if we're trying to find ways to make plays. So those are two things that need to be improved. Number one, he needs to find a way to control his emotions where they're not a discussion point outside of the in-game action. Number two, we got to find a way to get him the football.
Brian, some people have stated this week that the way he's acting would not have been tolerated on the teams you played on, and they wouldn't have happened at all. Do you agree with that?
It's kind of hard to say what would have happened with the guys that I played with, right? It's kind of hard. It's almost like comparing two different eras. But I would say this. The guys that I played with, the teams that I played with, when it came to leadership, we had more vocal leaders, right? We had more leaders that were highly, highly respected. You know what I mean? And one of the best leaders I can think of early in my career was Joey Porter. He was a guy who didn't take any foolishness or any nonsense. And he was a guy that didn't mind calling whoever it is out in the midst of all of us as peers, as teammates, in a respectful way. And those are the things that were needed for all of us to stay on one accord to try to achieve the ultimate goal, which is hoist that sticky Lombardi.
Is there anything to be gained by a head coach? We know that Mike just does not call players out in public forums, but is there ever anything to be gained by that, do you think, if a coach is fed up enough or frustrated enough, or if he senses that guys in the locker room are frustrated with a teammate to a certain degree? Is there anything you can gain or that you can get your message through by actually saying it publicly?
You know what? Potentially, I think so. You know, let's look at it like this. Let me give you an example. When I was a kid and when I was, you know, younger, anytime I was disciplined, I wanted my discipline to be known privately. Like, I didn't want my mom to tell my entire class what I did and why I was disciplined for what I did, because that made me feel ashamed. But if I was disciplined in my class or my teammates didn't know, I felt bad, but I didn't feel that bad knowing that everyone was not aware of why I couldn't participate in this game, mm-hmm, or why I couldn't do this as after school activity. So I think sometimes when you look at handling issues in this matter, sometimes you might need to put it out there. You know what I mean? And not in a disrespectful way and you're trying to demise the individual, but no, this is what's going on and we can't tolerate it. And moving forward, these are the ramifications of X, Y, and Z. And see if they can kind of change the course of behavior moving forward.
B-Mac, give me the Steelers offensive player to watch in this game against the Raiders, and your side of the ball, the defensive player to watch.
This is a guy we really missed last week, Jalen Warren.
Yep.
We really missed Jalen Warren and Cordarrelle Patterson, honestly, last week against the Cowboys. Like, they were missed a lot. So Jalen Warren would be my offensive guy, knowing that he's back in the lineup. The way how he gets things going with the running game, the burst, the physical nature, we need that. Defensively, I go Ben. Keanu Ben. I think this is a great game for him. I'm loving what I'm seeing from all the young guys. And one thing that really, I know I'm kind of getting off track real quick. When we lost Nick Herbig last week in the second half, that really hurt. That really hurt us, especially in that last play that Dak completed that touchdown that won the game. He had too much time. Too much time and all the attention was going to 90. But I'll go Keanu Benton defensively to have a big game.
And the guy from the Cowboys sprained his testicle the play before and then came back and caught a touchdown.
That's what
I've
his
never
teammate
seen that
said.
Before, B-Mac. Ball said he, went off yeah, testicle and then
Jalen
caught a touchdown
Tober.
Pass.
Yeah, Jalen Tober, correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be one of the great injured performances of all time right there.
Agreed.
He had like 45 seconds to recover.
I know, right? And I guess he didn't get hit hard enough because he was still good enough to catch the dang pass.
B-Mac, we'll talk again next week. I'll stay as far away from the Raider Stadium as I possibly can while I'm out here.
Please do.
There you go. Brian McFadden.
You know what's the best part of
the curse of pony?
I was just going to say that. I'm glad you said that. My favorite part of our interviews with B-Mac is he's joking and he can have fun with it a little bit on the air.
No, he really thinks I'll cost.
But when he says, like, good, stay the hell away from that stadium, he means it.
He means it 100%. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let our friends at Channel 2 take care of that. Mark Cabali is sitting by on a Zoom call somewhere. We'll get him in on the quarterback decision. We know he's Russell Wilson's number one fan. Does he believe the Steelers made a mistake here going back to Fields? And what Jerry Dulac just reported about George Pickens, we'll touch on that too. Live from the Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas, Malzi back in Pittsburgh. It's the PM team, and I'm here right now for McVay. McVay Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I don't think I said the words in the right order, but they do all three. Sorry, McVay. I love you guys. It's just I'm distracted by everything that's going on here in Las Vegas. Life is full of distractions. Plumbing can be one of them. I'm not equipped to handle a plumbing problem on my own. I trust the experts at McVay. They don't charge you after the fact. They tell you up front what things are going to cost. And then, also with McVay, second opinions are free. So why wouldn't you want to go with a wholesome, respectful, reliable company? Call McVay.com today.